Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is June the 10th, 2023. And we will continue with our series, The Time of the Overcomer. Again, it's just a continuation of Rebecca 2, chapter 2, verse 4. And as Rabbi was telling us about how Rebecca was questioning God, and it was almost like he was a teenager. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Yes, thank you. Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you, Father. Thank you for this morning. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the word that will help build us and strengthen us and encourage us. We thank you, Father, for the warnings that you give us so that we can be prepared for the ways in which this world is beginning to manifest demonic activity. We ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression. We choose, we make a good quality decision, Father, to forgive those who have sinned against us, cause iniquity and transgression against us and our family. We thank you for your protection over us and our family as we embark upon this journey and this walk of faith in these last days. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Evangelist, we've talked a little bit about Habakkuk's temper tantrum, if you will, as a teenager. And as we are beginning to finish this portion of this message, I can't help but to share with everyone a scientific prophetic prophecy. Now, there's a difference between a biblical prophecy and a scientific prophetic prophecy. One of the renowned scientists has made a profound statement pertaining to Yellowstone National Park and the fact that it is a super volcano. And one of the statements that was made by him that he has not retracted from is that in 2023, the year 2023, that he expects the supervolcano that's under Yellowstone in Wyoming to erupt. It has been noted that it is now active and it's increasing its activity. Why is this important to know? Well, biblically, we know that this is a part of prophecy in the book Revelations. And it also lets us know that we're coming to the end of an age. We also know from what Scripture says, the wickedness and the evil. There's also scientific evidence that China has been crossing the DNA of a human and of a monkey or an ape and been breeding these entities, if you will, which we of course know is very sick and demonic in nature. But it allows us to see what place we find ourselves in. In Matthew chapter 24, which we've talked about before, Yeshua, Jesus spoke to his disciples and began to tell them, because they asked of him, you know, how are we going to know the times and seasons? of the end, and he began to give them an understanding about the wars, the rumors of wars, about the plagues and the pestilence, about the times and the seasons, very similar to Noah, very similar to Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. Habakkuk was given revelation pertaining to the punishment that Yah was going to do to the children of Israel, primarily because of their wickedness, primarily because they stopped following Yah. They stopped following his commands. They stopped loving him. When you begin to see this, you can't help but to realize that in our time, in our season, we are beginning to mirror these same scenarios. I'm going to have Evangelist Anita read Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Habakkuk chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4, and if she can read that both in the King James and in the Amplified before we finish this, so that we can kind of make sure that we're on the same page with the understanding. Verse 4, although it's a prophetic prophecy about Nebuchadnezzar and about Daniel, the prophet, it's also a precursor for us in our day. And it gives us what I believe is an example of how we are to be living as an overcomer in this day, to overcome all that is about to befall this earth. So Evangelist Anita, I'll pass it to you to read that for us right quick.
Yes. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 in the King James and Amplified. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablet, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. The Amplified reads, I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the tower. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what answer I will give as his spokesman when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail, even though it delays. Wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. Look at the proud one. His soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith in the truth. God, yeah.
Amen. Amen. The righteous will live within his truth. And we know that the commands of God, the Torah of God, the spoken word of God is his truth. So judgment is coming. But we are not called to be judged. We're not called to go through this wrath that's about to befall the earth. That's not something that the Father has called for us to do. That's not something that Yahshua has called for us to do. And because of that, we have to prepare ourselves to be who he has called us to be, and that is the overcomers. Here, you see that Habakkuk is being instructed by the Father to make it very clear, to make it very clear as to what is about to happen and how we are to live and to overcome. Now, he was speaking to a certain time period, and he was speaking during Daniel's time period. What he has spoken still stands for us in our age, in our day, in our time. It still stands with us. During Daniel's time, there was tremendous persecution. And we have to understand and be prepared for that persecution. We have to be ready to give an account of the relationship and the trust, the faith, confidence in that relationship. I'm reminded when I was in the military, my wife had gotten a prank call from someone that was trying to sever the relationship between my wife and I. And the prank caller was trying to say that I was spending time with her as opposed to spending time with my wife whenever I would be out in the field, in the military. Because of the relationship that my wife and I had from the point of the time of the wedding until this particular time, because of the consistency, because of the fidelity, because of the trust that was built, my wife began to laugh at this young lady that was trying to sever our relationship, because my wife knew. She knew me. She knew our relationship. She knew our relationship individually with God. And understood this to be what it was, which was a diabolical attack against our marriage. She never, ever allowed the thought pertaining to what the individual was trying to insert to ever take root. We all have to be this way, this confident and assured of our relationship going forward. Because the adversary, as we all know, has increased his attack and his influence in this world. And we have got to continue to have such a peace, such a confidence, such a relationship with Yeshua and with Yah, that there's nothing. It's kind of like what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, kind of 35, all the way through to the end, that nothing would separate him But he had to be persuaded. He had to get to a place in his walk where nothing on this earth could counter the relationship that he had and that he was building with his Heavenly Father and with Jesus, with Yahshua. That's where we need to be. That's where we've got to be. Because that's what it's going to take. So when he talks about the patience and about running that race, referring to Habakkuk, referring to the Father, daily communion, that's that constant building of that relationship, learning about him, sharing him about you, and keeping him in every aspect of every daily event that happens in your life, making sure that he's actively involved and taking his considerations to heart, not allowing them to just be bywords, but taking them to heart, being at a place to where if you need to change your direction, change your focus because of his influence, that you do so. That you don't grumble and complain, that you don't, find yourself wanting your way instead of his way. But finding out what is the Father's way in the scenario, in the situation. This is a part of that statement made pertaining to walking by faith. This is the walk. Now we're concluding this particular message, but it's so imperative, it's so important for us to become overcomers, that we walk in step with him daily. That we adhere, even though it may not always make sense to us, but that we adhere to the advice that he's giving. That we don't hold ourselves and others in contempt, but we allow the Father to deal with them, whoever they may be. Knowing that sometimes whoever they may be us. So, Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you for concluding this message of overcoming. We thank you that you're preparing us, that even in 2023, if the Yellowstone super volcano explodes, it's going to be a catastrophic event. Father, prepare us, guide us, keep us. Let us know what we need to be doing and how we need to be conducting ourselves. Let us not get caught up in the chaos of what it would be in this world. But let us fulfill the purpose and the plan and the will which you have established. Thank you, Father, and we lift up our loved ones right now in the name of Yeshua, because we realize that time is running out. Help us to be bearers of righteousness as we walk in love with everyone. Praise you and we honor you right now in the name of Yeshua. And until next broadcast. Shalom, shalom.